Blog Talk Radio.
Whoops. Almost let that go too long. Good evening, Blog Talk Radio. We're so glad to have you with us. Good evening, YouTube. We are so glad to have you with us, too. And all of our Zoomers. Welcome, welcome. Hold on. There's our YouTube echo. I don't know if you guys hear that or not, but that was our YouTube echo if you did. Got to get a grip on that. So tonight, we are going to first be playing a message. Dutch Sheets, every morning for our morning prayer program, we play Dutch Sheets' Give Him 15. Always has a great message and a great prayer and declarations of agreement that we join in with them. And this morning, it was really interesting because he was saying that his entire DSM staff, the Dutch Sheets ministry staff, they run his ministry from four different states, which is really fun. It's really us, sort of, at this point. But anyways, then once a year, they all get together and so that they can be together in person once in a while. So this is the week they're doing that. And so he's having different speakers this week, really great speakers that he's had on the program before. Well, anyways, this morning's message was by I'll tell you her name as soon as
Jane Hammond.
Jane Hammond, yes. Really, really, and their pastor is with us. Briefly, pastor is with us. But anyways, the message this morning was by Jane Hammond, and it is so good. Excellent, excellent message. Just exactly what we have been studying, talking about, exactly where we're at. So we want to play that message again, and then we're going to replay one of pastor's messages from last year. He read the book of Galatians, and it also is right where we are gaining revelation at this point in time. And so that's what we're studying tonight. So thank you all for being with us. All right, I think I'm all set up and have all of my stuff in order there. I do want to start out again with our pledges. And isn't that funny? That's the one thing I didn't have pulled up, so bear with me for just a second. It'll just take me a second to pull this up. Let's say our pledges
this
and our opening prayer.
This is a really good set of teachings tonight.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is, every one of us got to get this first one down in our spirit deeper than we've ever had it. That is to overtake and recover all. God is restoring the ears. God loves to restore the ears of the lost and bleeding.
God loves to restore the ears. Amen.
So, give it to him. Never back down.
Amen. Amen.
God is.
Hold on. Here we go. Our pledge to our Christian flag. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag, and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands. One Savior, crucified, risen, and coming again with life and liberty to all who believe. And the pledge to the American flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And then our community of faith opening prayer. Father, we pray this prayer and make this declaration as your children, the heirs of God, as the body of Christ filled with the fullness of God, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, as kings and priests to God by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. We, the community of faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in our lives. We receive your guidance through this time of ministry, that lives will be changed forever by the word of God, and glory and honor will be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And let's pray these verses over Jerusalem, over the United States of America, and every lost person in our lives. Jeremiah 24:7. God will give them a heart to know him, that he is the Lord, and they shall be his people, and he will be their God. For they shall return to him with their whole hearts. And Ephesians 1:17, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to them the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Amen. Whoops. And then I turned my speaker off and I wanted it on. All right, and here we go with Brother Dutch Chief's program from this morning. As soon as I find it. In all Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Now, wasn't that an awesome word just to get you fired up? I hope it fires you guys up like it fires me up. That is a really, really good message, exactly what we've been dealing with. And wow, wow, it was really good. And here comes another great word by our own pastor. Here we go. Okay, I'll fast forward us through this since we already just did this. There we go.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Everybody go ahead and get your communion elements together and we'll just let Pastor lead us in communion again. You, my Father. In my life forever. And there's no Well, there we have it. Our word from the night, or for the night. It was a really, really good message full of a whole bunch of stuff, and I'm sure Pastor could have preached another 3 hours on that. Hallelujah. All right,
well, I'm going to be watching it on YouTube again because it was very good, and I know quite well I missed a few things from different things that I had to turn to the
Yeah. You pick up more every time you listen to one of them. So, want to read our closing verses for us, Phyllis?
Yes, indeed, sweetheart. I wish
one day you'd read. Let's do Ephesians because that's what I love.
Well, I know it's right here handy.
That's fine.
Now that would be 21,
yep.
Okay. For this reason, I bow my knee to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your heart through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. To him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. And now I'm going to read Ephesians 1:17 over all of us. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you and me the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of our understanding being enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Amen. Thank you all so much for being with us. We love you. We so appreciate you. And we'll be back tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern, for some prayer of agreement and declarations. So we hope to see you then with us. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. And remember, we love you. And God loves you.
And God loves you.
And Jesus is Lord.
Amen.
You're welcome. Thank you, Phyllis. Good night. Love y'all. Night, Audrey. Good night. It's good to have you with us. Night.
You too.